shut up, it's gonna go away. Pink Floyd from the fabulous Dark Side of the Moon. And apparently, if you go check your streaming services, there's what, 17 Pink Floyd concerts from 72 when they were road testing Dark Side of the Moon. I haven't looked it up yet. I have a link. I'm gonna see if I can pull some down. It was different, the way they started off playing it and the way it finished up. It went from sort of a rock album to what you know now. Nice of them. And it's not all just that generous. They're protecting their copyrights in the UK. It's in Europe, it's use it or lose it after 50 years. So people are throwing stuff out to keep it there for another 50 years, I guess. Something to do in your spare time. And I'm sure you all have software to pull audio off the web, huh? Some old favorites there. Peter Gabriel from his album So, which would have been like his 1, 2, 3, maybe 4th album, something like that. You heard We Do What You're Told, also known as Milgram's 37. Song he had around for a while before he actually recorded it on that album. And that's a good album, too, huh? The last successful one he's done. He's done a lot of stuff since, but he's reached out and done some sort of different things. David Bowie from a great album tonight. You heard Loving the Alien. And there's always a big debate. Well, the cocaine years, when Bowie lost it. Well, production on some of those records after that one are a little naff, but there's still some good songs hidden there, and he pulled it back together. Interesting guy. He just decided time to make some money. And I don't think he's very comfortable doing that, but he did it very well, like everything he did. Laurie Anderson from her album Mr. Heartbreak, your Sharky's Day. The Tourist, that's pre-Eurythmics, Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart. I think that's the last album they did as a Tourist. The first Eurythmics album is actually meant to be a Tourist album. You heard One Step Nearer the Edge. And I read somewhere Eurythmics are going to do a tour again. So we'll see. All these bands have been regrouping and touring, and then they get sick and break a leg and stuff, and it never quite works out the way they planned. But something to look forward to. And then finish up with Pink Floyd. 4:02 on this gray, wintry day. It'll be Rich coming in for Uncle Duke at 6 o'clock, carrying you through the evening. I must have some things to do. Yes, I do. This is KGLT Boston, 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM with translators K246 BA, Boston, 92.1 FM, 97.1 FM, K220 KD, Big Sky, 91.9 FM, K208 BX Livingston, 89.5 FM, K296 EF Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213 AU Big Timber, 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at KGLT.net. And KJLT is supported by Boson Brewing Company, local brewers at Boson Amber, Hopson IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Tasting room open daily, 2 to 8 p.m. Curbside ordering online at bosonbrewing.square.site or by phone, 585-9142, online at bosonbrewing.com. And Opportunity Bank of Montana, a Montana-based community bank since 1922 with locations across the state. More information online at opportunitybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and JTEC Communications, serving the Gallatin Valley and beyond with custom websites, apps, and digital marketing for businesses of all sizes. Over 25 years online at jtech.digital or phone 406-586-7100. What else do I need to tell you? Not much. I'm just going to slide through the day. I know you've heard a lot of Christmas music, so that won't be an issue today for me. I just have to remember where I intended to start this set. Let me look at the list. I wrote something down. Yes, here. You know, I really do enjoy doing the show. I think I did 25 shows this year. This will be 25. I might have missed one due to vacation. And I get excited to do it. I spent a lot of time yesterday and this morning gathering stuff up, and it's just to play it for you, to put out some sounds around the world. And I was checking the big map, No listeners in Libya yet. Dang it.
Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Ah!
is one you don't hear every day. I had to dig it deep in my collection to pull that one out. That's Chris Farlow and the Thunderbirds from the Stormy Monday EP at Rare. Released on Island Records, early Island Records. Raised a few eyebrows when I showed it off on the Island's record collecting group. And I'm trying to remember where I found that. I have no idea where I came up with that record. Just no memory. Sometime in the, I don't know, early 70s, maybe. Which it would have been pretty old by then. Maybe I found it on a trip to England. Just no memory. That's a good one. And that's Albert Lee playing guitar on Albert Lee. You know him from, he was in Emmylou Harris's band for a while, the Hot Band. Fantastic British guitar player. Played in a band called Head, Heads and Feet afterwards and such. He's been around. He's still around and a hotshot guitar player. And so that must be about like 1963 or something, 64. And sounded good. I think it's Dave Greenslade from Coliseum playing organ on it. Not sure about the rest of the lineup. I'd have to do some research. What else is in there? Some blues stuff. Roosevelt Holtz from his album Presenting the Country Blues. You heard I'm Gonna Build Right on the Shore. Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Howlin' Wolf did Old Red. Jeff Beck and the All-Stars. That's Jeff Beck and Cyril Davis's All-Stars. From one of those British blues compilations, doing a song called Stealin'. And that's a nice one. I always love that one. Those songs circulate around. But that's from the original American release. Excuse me. And Eric Clapton, the Powerhouse, Steve Winwood, Jack Bruce and Company from the What Shaken album. You heard I Want to Know. And that was early in Clapton's career. I think it's right between Mail and Cream, maybe a little before that. Joe Boyd put that together. Fantastic compilation. Essential listening. So what's going on? I must have something to play. Let me throw this at you so I can regroup.
You hear what I hear? It's not the same old Silver Bells. It's the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular. I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Kot. We've got a fresh batch of festive tunes this week on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions, Sunday at 6 p.m. on KGLT.
See, everybody's doing the Christmas thing. I don't know. I'm just celebrating this winter pagan holiday like the people should, you know. Burn a log, get naked, roll in the snow, and such. You can do all those things. Right? Yeah. That's the way to have fun properly. This 4 o'clock hour is entered in part by Matt Brewing Company. Their tap room is serving elevated, locally sourced pub food with mountain views and mountain vibe. Brews available on draft and in cans throughout Galton Valley, on the web at mattbrewing.com, Instagram, Facebook. Every great adventure begins with a map. Okay. I've got a couple phone calls already. One from Tennessee, old friend, checked in. He's moved from L.A. to Tennessee. Smart move. From Chuck Martell, local ex-KGLT DJ and colorful figure about town. He said, try to play one of Sean Donahue's favorite songs. And I had to think about it for about 30 seconds, and this one popped into my head.
Second wife passed away, Percy Rawlinson seemed to spend more and more time with his Alsatian owl. His friends told him, "You should get up more, Percy, you'll wind up looking like a dog, ha ha." He was later arrested near a lamppost. At his trial some months later, he surprised everyone by mistaking a policeman for a postman and tearing his trousers off with his bare teeth. In his defense, he told the court, "It's hard to tell the difference when they take their hats off." Betty Pench was playing the trombone when she heard a knock on the door. "I wonder who that is at 11 o'clock in the morning," she thought. But cautiously opening the door instead of the turbaned ruffian she expected, she found a very nice young man. "Mrs. Pench, you've won the car contest. Would you like a Triumph Spitfire or 3,000 in cash?" she smiled. Mrs. Pench took the money. "What will you do with it all? Not that it's any of my business," he giggled. "I think I'll become an alcoholic," said Betty. Geranium behind each ear and his face painted with gay cabalistic symbols, 6'8", 17 stone police sergeant Jeff Bull looked jolly convincing as he sweated and grunted through a vigorous twist routine at the Fraga Go-Go beer keller. His hot serge trousers flapped wildly over his enormous plastic sandals as he jumped and jumped and gyrated towards a long-haired man.
Excuse me, man, I've reason to believe you can turn me on,"
he leered suggestively. As if by magic, dozens of truncheons appeared and mercilessly thrashed him. Poor Jeff, what a turn up for the books. Much as he hated arguments or any kind of unpleasantness, Ron Scher thought things had gone too far when, returning from a weekend in Clacton, he found that his neighbour had trimmed the enormous hedge dividing their gardens into the shape of a human leg. Enraged and envious beyond belief, Ron seized his garden shears and clipped his white poodle Leo into a coffee table. "That'll fix it," thought Ron, but he was wrong. The following Wednesday, his neighbour had his bushy waist-length hair cut and permed into a model of the Queen Elizabeth and went sailing. Everywhere he went, people said, "Hooray!" Sometimes you just can't win.
When you're slipping into sleep, that's the time to unwind. Sinking down into the deep, that's the time of no time.
When you're slipping into sleep,
all the sounds around you seem to have a new meaning. Leave your body behind you with a different feeling.
When you're slipping into sleep,
day is night, the night is day. So please help the light as I slip away. Up the wooden hills to Bedfordshire. Up the wooden hills to Bedfordshire. When you're slipping into sleep, there's a world you will find.
Slipping into sleep,
all the sounds around you seem to have a new meaning. Leave your body behind you with a different feeling.
When you're slipping into sleep,
that the stars were right.
Time has nearly come. You watch the setting sun. This time tomorrow I'll be gone. Here, nothing could be bad. No one to feel sad. This time tomorrow, looking back. Yes, I'll miss those happy days. As the sunset meets my gaze, I'll remember that I love you. So this is how it ends. I'd love to make amends. This time tomorrow we'll be friends. Yes, I'll miss those happy days. As the sunset meets my gaze, I'll remember that I love you. So, this is how it ends. I'd love to make amends. This time tomorrow we'll be friends. La la da 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 la da 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 da.
wish that I could hibernate. Go to sleep, I never wake. And starts for now. Cold dark nights, damp wintry gales, frozen feet in snowy trails. Slowly homeward trudging through. Wind and rain and hailstorms too. Where's the sun? I wish I
some psychedelic music from here and there. I think most of that's from England. Finish up with The Family from their debut album, Music in a Doll's House, Your Winter. And curiously, the Beatles' White Album, known as The Beatles correctly, was going to be called Music in a Doll's House until Family beat them to it. So they pivoted. Start off with the Bonzo Dog Band from their second album, Donut and Granny's Greenhouse. You heard Rhino Craticos, Viv Stanchel at his best there. Small Faces from their, correctly their second album, though it was the third one released that was called Small Faces. I think the first one was called Small Faces as well. You heard Up the Wooden Hills of Bedfordshire. Rolling Stones from their psychedelic masterpiece, Satanic Majesty's Request, here at The Lantern. The Move, a B-side from one of their singles, Blackberry Way, I think, This Time Tomorrow. Traffic from a soundtrack called Here We Go Round the Mulberry Bush, and that was the title track. And if you're one of those people who bought the first Traffic album when it came out back in 1968, the songs were linked together. It was done different than the English album, and there was a little recurring theme, and it was and part of that song, Mulberry Bush. Somebody was very clever at United Artists and did a really fantastic job on that. It may well have been Traffic and Jimmy Miller, but I don't know. They made a great album out of a great album. And now I usually don't support that sort of thing, messing with the classics, but when you come up looking good, yep. Got to give people credit. Oh, a bunch of favorites there. And I have some more favorites to play, but I need to stop to tell you this 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Studio Coffee Roasters, serving fresh roasted retail beans and handcrafted coffee drinks at their full-service coffee bar on the corner of 11th and College next to FedEx, online at studiocoffeeroasters.com. And Boson Brewing Company, local brewers of Boson Amber, Hopzone IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Tasting room is open daily, 2 to 8 p.m. Curbside ordering online at bosonbrewing.square.site or by phone, 585-9142, online at bosonbrewing.com. And of course, we thank everybody who supports KGLT. You don't even have to be a business. It can just be a listener like you. That makes us happy. You dial us in. We can see the numbers. We know you're listening. And like I said, 2 weeks ago at the record fair, we saw a lot of fans. Just wonderful. Nice gathering. There's still talk of some sort of bigger event hosted by KGLT, but it's so hard to do things. Get the organizations. You know, we used to have dances and stuff. KGLT dances up at the Eagles. And we just throw them together. People come out and whoop it up. I think people are a little more sedate. I know all of us old people are too old to do that sort of wild stuff. Now, I did have something ready here. I'm trying to stay ahead. Playing short records is always a dance. And, you know, some radio stations actually have video feeds from the studio, you know, so when you listen, you can see what the DJ's doing. And if they had one here, you would just see a blur in the studio, and it's sort of like Tasmanian Devil. We'll be right back. see what I mean about all those short songs. Caught me there. Let me get this right. Dennis Tech. That was Dennis Tech from his album called Lost for Words. And the song is called Song for Dave. And that's the second version. He messed with it for the album. Took out the organ. My organ part. Ah, oh well. Still a rocking song.